Wehrmacht Commander Marshal Keitel signs the unconditional surrender of Nazi Germany in front of General Zhukov, his mortal enemy, and the Allied officers. The British Air Marshal Tedder, the American General Spatz, and the French General Delat de Tassigny. Keitel will later be tried at the International Nuremberg Trials. He will be hanged, like many other war criminals. To stop the Nazis, Germany had to be annihilated. Will it also be necessary to annihilate Japan? In the Pacific, the suicide pilots that the Japanese call kamikaze nosedive their planes into the American fleet. Clutching onto their power, the military chiefs in Tokyo sacrifice what remains of their country's youth and their aircraft in order to prevent the Americans from landing in Japan. In the end, the United States decides against an invasion of Japan, which it thinks will cost the country a million lives. Instead, it detonates the atomic inferno. The first two nuclear bombs ever exploded kill in 1 second over 100,000 people, and finally enable the Emperor, Hirohito, to seek peace without losing face. The atom bomb had to be dropped before these Japanese soldiers and officers would finally consent to perform this act, which is entirely contrary to the Bushido, their code of honor. A few Japanese soldiers take to the jungle. Some never even learn of their country's defeat. The last of these will come out of hiding and turn himself in 1975.